This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about DEI and what it actually is, what it means, where's it going. Folks are saying that it is banished, but that's not necessarily true. And it reveals itself in so many different ways. I was reading an article the other day about a training session that had been conducted in the past several months for Minnesota State employees. And they were taught a leadership course that basically said that they were swimming in waters of white supremacy and that the Republican Party is overtly and boldly claiming a white supremacy autocratic agenda. The document shows. It was a 32-page document entitled White Supremacy Culture Still Here in Its Supervisor, and this was in their supervisory and management training that started in April of 2024 and actually continued through early of this month, February 2025. What a media outlet got hold of this and started asking some questions, and obviously when they looked at the materials of what this was all about, it was kind of interesting that anybody in their right mind in Minnesota would think, as they were putting this training together, that this would be a good presenter, would be an accurate reflection of where we are in our society today, and this would promote, you know, positive workforce, positive climate, positive landscape in the state of Minnesota. The document goes on to say that the power elite in the American colonies constructed white supremacy to intersect with, support, reinforce, and reproduce capitalism and various forms of oppression to commodify and dehumanize all living things in the name of power and profit for a few at the expense of many. The document goes on and says white supremacy is a project of psychic conditioning and toxic belonging that not only colonizes minds and bodies, but also the land and the water and the sky and the air that we breathe. It's permeated everything, right? We are all swimming in the waters of a white supremacy culture. So the author of this is one who has been writing this kind of stuff, Tima Okun, for a long, long time. In fact, this paper was published in 2021. It was updated, but it originally, she started to pontificate on this back in 1999. She says that the construction of white supremacy is alive and well. For just one example, we are living through a period where the U.S. Republican Party is overtly and boldly claiming a white supremacy autocratic agenda. The white supremacy culture is characterized, among other things, she says, the pursuit of perfection, the value of objectivity and rationality over the emotional, and a belief that progress is measured by being bigger and having more. White supremacy, she wrote, worships the written word. Wow. Including writing that is actually grammatically correct and properly cited. Go figure. And it also celebrates individualism, which for white people means seeing yourself and or demanding to be seen as an individual and not part of the white group. How ignorant I am. Jeez, had no idea. She goes on to say that being defensive, actually, or denying white supremacy is also a characteristic of white supremacy. Pretty circular. How do you get out? White supremacy culture encourages the habit of denying or defending any speaking to or about it. So if you choose to debate Ms. Okun or any others on this notion that looking for the written word that's grammatically correct and properly cited, I wonder what that's about, huh? You have any idea? Maybe we could look to a lot of the leadership in education today that have fallen out as a result of, what, stealing other people's thoughts, right? Not properly citing it. Not being transparent about it. That's racism. The fallout. It's interesting. But if you debate anyone on this subject, or you have a different feeling, or you're of a different mindset, or your experience, of course, if you're white, there can be no experience. As you read this document, which lays out all of the things that are indicative and emblematic of white supremacy. So it's literally impossible for a white person to not be a white supremacist. Because all of this, in the air that we breathe, the minds, our bodies, are colonized by whites. The water in the sky. All of it. Everything that we speak about with it. If you're involved in any research or otherwise, the mere fact that you're white is indicative of being a supremacist, a white supremacist. It's really interesting how anyone in state government would think that this individual actually has something to bring to the dialogue. If this is the basis and the foundation of where we're starting with our line of thinking, where do we go from here? Because if you're participating in this training and you raise your hand and you disagree, you're a white supremacist. You are placed in a defensive posture from the very beginning. I suspect if you walk out of the training, you will be fired. Right? I also suspect that if you write a paper that's grammatically correct, you're a white supremacist. And the more time that you spend in order to make sure that that writing is in fact perfect, little did you know that you were engaged in colonizing. To the detriment of others who don't have that same belief system, who believe that maybe writing a piece of shit paper, which is not properly cited, and violates everything that you learned, at least that I learned, coming up in my education, is a better place to be and is an overt expression of you not being a white supremacist. How did we get to this point. It's interesting they pulled this down. Really, what they ought to be doing is firing the individual who assembled this training course and curriculum, who thought that this was a good idea. So don't think for a minute that DEI and all the permutations of same are not alive and well. This was just pulled 2 weeks ago. When questions started to be asked of higher-ups, of supervisors of the Minnesota Management and Budget section, back their spokesman, Patrick Holden, told Alpha News that the document was removed from the department's training in mid-February of 2025 because it did not meet our training standards. Really? Well, maybe you ought to tell the training director that that is in fact the case, because obviously that person doesn't believe so. And it was removed from training the very first day. So now Minnesotans that work in the public sector don't no longer have to hear that they're swimming in the white supremacy culture. But you know, it's interesting.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
I've been watching the canceling of Joy Reid's show on MSNBC. In the aftermath of the Trump election, her ratings have gone into the tank. And they've been sliding for a period of time. She's a one-trick pony. It's anti-Republican, anti-Trump, anti-conservatism. She is all about being all in on the progressive ideology. So much so that there is not a single square inch of space on her show to advocate for anything other than what she's known for as a one-trick pony. And it can't be that the media is in the business of making money, right? It can't be that. So when they look at the empirical data as to the success of the show, and that most people in this country ideologically are closer to the center. Talk to any pollster, talk to anybody. That's where they live. They're not on the fringe. But if you choose to live on the fringe, you have to suffer the consequences of living on the fringe. One would think. But not so fast. Because now, the only reason that we have the demise of the Joy Reid show is, of course, you guessed it, racism. Could be the only reason. Rachel Maddow's even coming to her aid and saying, I'm disappointed. I guess we are surrounded again by this same white supremacist attitude that was pointed out by Ms. O'Connor, right? Because we know that the pursuit of perfection, that's white supremacy, and that the value of objectivity and rationality over the emotional, that is rock solid white supremacy, right? And I guess if you don't give your audience what they want, or if you do, you're a white supremacist as well. I don't know. I don't know how this plays out. But obviously, as was pointed out in one of the publications that I was reading, some greater failure of social justice on the part of this network. We, if we're going to be right on this issue, we have to take a loss in ratings and money and advertising and everything else, because we have a greater obligation to allow an individual to spew one ideology to the detriment of all others. We don't create an opportunity for any others to express themselves on that show, and we're hanging on the fringe. But again, this is all about accountability, right? At some point in time, you have to be a little bit objective. Everyone can't be 100% wrong all the time on every issue that's out there. It will be interesting to see where this goes next. As Rachel Maddow said, it's unnerving for the network to cancel the shows of two non-white hosts, the Katie Fang Show, and noting that the Alex Wagner Show will no longer fill in on Maddow's time off, because she's not on every night during the week, with, go figure, not my favorite person, not by any stretch of the imagination, but she has an experience set that none of these other people have, right? She didn't grow up in the media industry. She actually worked in the private sector and worked in government, and brings a perspective that no one else can deliver, go figure, the Jen Psaki Hour, right? Now, I don't necessarily agree with her on much of anything, but she brings an experience set to that station that no one else has. She's been there on the inside. She's been there talking about time-sensitive, security-sensitive, national security-sensitive, all kinds of different issues. She brings a perspective that no one else can bring. But because she's white, it has to be racism. It can't be the experience set that she brings. And poor Rachel feels worse than bad. No matter who replaces them, Maddow said, that feels indefensible, and I do not defend it. MSNBC should have known if they engaged in objectivity, they would be accused of being white supremacists. We'll be right back.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.